Welcome to The Backlog. We're in Season 2. Happy 2021, everybody. My name is Katie Cords. I'm the Head of Branded Content at Adaptivate. Adaptivate partners with clients to accelerate outcomes by implementing new transformative ways of working. We're a global firm with offices in North America, Europe, Asia, and Australia. Today's episode is another guest episode featuring Steve Walton and Alan Trivedi. They have partnered on short talks called Agile Talks. You can see it on our YouTube channel, but we're lucky enough to be able to host them here on the Backlog podcast as well. This episode is the first of a few that are going to be coming up, so make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on any. Welcome to Steve and Alan.
Alan, great to catch up with you again and looking forward to talking through some of that thinking of what's happening next year. So I have a question for you.
Okay.
What do you think, as we go into 2021, what does Agile mean to you? What are the themes?
Yeah, that's a great question, Steve. As I was thinking about it and thinking about, there's so many definitions out there for Agile and what does Agile mean? And I think for me, it's really four things, right? When we think about what does it mean to be Agile? Number one to me is balance, right? In order to be Agile, we have to be well-balanced, right? Which is really having mental and emotional stability, right? We've gone through a lot this year. And I think finding a nice balance in 2021 is really key before we start to, be more agile. The second one for me is strength. And that to me has a lot to do with resiliency. Many of us have been tested this year on how resilient we are. You know, we've been kind of pressure tested and feel like we're in a pressure cooker, trying to figure out what's it going to look like when we get out of this and how do I get out of it? That's number two. Number three, Agile is to me is about speed. Is how do we get through this quickly? How do we, you know, we can be resilient, but we also have to be quick to recuperate. We have to find direction. We have to continue with our goals and our vision, and continue to pursue the best versions of ourselves, right? So to me, that's the third. And then the last one, to me, Agile is about coordination, right? Like if I think about athletes, when they're agile, their hand-eye coordination, like everything's in sync and going well. And that to me has to do with really balancing multiple things at one time, right? So as we're coming up to speed and then we're finding this new self, how do we balance everything together, right? How do we get everything coordinated so that, you know, we're spending the right amount of time with our family, our friends, our work, and all of our priorities next year. So those are four things, at least in my mind.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. As you're talking, I'm just visualizing a speed skater out there on the ice, you know, trying to stay upright, trying to, you know, that resilience, that endurance. They've probably got a couple of injuries, but they want to keep moving forward. They need that speed, which sort of indicates that it's a bit competitive to me. And obviously coordination ties that whole thing together. Does Agile play to competitive strength?
It does, right? And again, you know, a lot of it is teamwork, right? So even in speed skating, even whether you're an individual or a team, you're always surrounded by either things that support you or maybe not support you or compete with you, right? And I think, you know, just the same analogy you're using, I think it'll, that's what 2021 is going to look like. Like, how do we work with certain people and maybe even how do we not work with certain people if they're not, you know, helpful to the cause and to moving us forward. So that's, I love that analogy. It's very similar to athletics. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm going to take away from this that, you know, your view of Agile, and I'm going to own it, our view of Agile in 2021 is great competitors who can also be part of a team.
I like it. That's interesting. I like that.
Thanks, Alan and Steve. That's it for this episode of The Backlog. Be sure to like, subscribe, leave a review for us if you can. There'll be more episodes coming from Alan and Steve in the Agile Talk series coming up. Bye for now.